In our news today, 911 reports an accident yesterday morning around 5:30 at 9256 Edmonton Road. Barron County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Barron Medcalf EMS, as well as East Barron and Hicesville Fire Departments. No other details are available. The house fire that occurred at 515 West Cherry Street on Sunday evening resulted in a resident of the home treated at the scene by members of the Barron Medcalf EMS. According to the Glasgow Fire Department, none of the residents were inside the house at the time of the blaze. However, one resident received minor burns and smoke inhalation after rescuing some pets from the home. The person was treated and released. No other injuries were reported. Units were on the scene for about 2 hours. The Glasgow Electric Plant Board also assisted emergency personnel. A 36-year-old Johnson County woman is facing multiple charges related to a reported burglary in Glasgow. On Tuesday, the Barron County Sheriff's Office was dispatched on a report of a burglary in progress off of Little Work Acres Road. Upon arrival, deputies say they spoke with individuals there who stated the person who lived at the address had died and that Jamie Knuckles of Paintsville had been breaking into the home. Being told Knuckles was still inside the residence, authorities cleared the home and arrested Knuckles. It appeared that a backpack containing school supplies found on the porch had allegedly been removed by Knuckles. Previously, Knuckles had been arrested on July 13th for criminal trespassing at the same home. After arriving at the Barron County Detention Center, Knuckles was found to possess a Delta vape on her person. Now, a Delta vape is one of those products which includes gummies and vapes, and they look like marijuana products and have similar mood-altering effects. Knuckles was charged with second-degree burglary, theft by unlawful taking, and promoting contraband in the second degree. Jackie Browning Park is nearing completion with only a few things left to do. The Barron County Parks and Recreation Committee met recently to discuss the ongoing park renovations. Parks and Rec Director Chris Jennings said they just needed to add a few heating units in places like restrooms, but that it would be ready for the spring league. However, Barron County Judge Executive Jamie Bewley Bird discussed renovations that would be outside the project's $2 million bond, namely three score box buildings for just over $70,000, backstops for $66,000, and netting for $141,000. This would be paid for from the county's American Rescue Plan account. All three bids were approved Monday by Barron County Fiscal Court, with Magistrate Tim Coomer dissenting on all three and Magistrate Derek Pettigo joining his no vote on the scorekeeper booths. Bird said it was important to get these done before paving by Scotties in the spring. We'll have more news coming up in just a moment. It is 8:08 on WCLU. In other news this morning, community medical care is expanding to nearby Adair County in January of 2025. The long-standing nonprofit founded by Dr. Bharat Modi is dedicated to providing health care support to seniors and working adults in need. Community medical care recently came under the umbrella of the TJ Community Mission Foundation in 2022, which greatly expanded its reach. This will be the second regional office, with the first opening in Medcalf County in January of 2024. Recently, two Glasgow residents traveled to Willow Springs International Raceway in California and competed in the Bagger Racing League Championship race. Jake McGuire won first place in air-cooled twins class, and Philip Doty received fourth in Super Street Bagger. Both are a part of the Grim Reapers race team and were sponsored by Harley-Davidson of Bowling Green. The league started at an Elks club in Newport, California, by 12 members in the motorcycle industry, along with Le Mans Corporation's Fred Fox. And this race is the self-proclaimed premier race for custom and performance V-twin motorcycles. The league held their first event in October of 2020 and attracted 2.9 million online viewers. Congratulations to Jake McGuire and Philip Doty. Yesterday, the city of Glasgow installed the 100-foot flagpole at Fort Williams, located in the Glasgow Municipal Cemetery. April Russell, Glasgow city administrator, said the flag was 30 by 50 and would be replaced quarterly. Due to the flagpole's size, the city had to get approval from the Federal Aviation Administration before being installed. It's a beautiful flag, and if you haven't seen it, be sure and drive by and look up at Fort Williams and appreciate the new flag. Quite a nice addition. That's news. I'm Todd Steenbergen for WCLU.